Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. This week we're looking at the question of forgiveness. We're looking at it today because of some words that Jesus said. They followed right after the Lord's Prayer when he first taught his followers how to pray. As part of that prayer, he said, "Forgive others as they've forgiven you." And he elaborated on it right after, saying these words, "For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Now everybody's motivated a little bit differently. Some people are motivated by encouragement and excitement and the promise of great rewards. Other people are motivated by fear or by being told something is wrong and they should avoid it. And what Jesus had to say about forgiveness was so important, he actually said it three different ways. First in a prayer, and then he gave an encouraging, positive, reward-giving way of encouraging forgiveness. But then he also used a challenge that said, if we don't forgive, then God doesn't forgive us. Now these are challenging words. These are some of the more challenging words in the Sermon on the Mount, because I spent a great deal of time in the Sermon on the Mount already trying to encourage you not to see it just as a whole bunch of rules to follow, saying that what Jesus was trying to do was to really change the hearts of his followers. He didn't want them just blindly following a bunch of rules because he said so. He wanted them to have their hearts changed so that rules weren't even necessary, so they'd become more and more like him, so they'd live in his way as they were originally created to live. He wanted their hearts to become so much like his that rules weren't necessary, because their heart and God's heart, the giver of those rules, would be so alike that their character, our character, would become so much more like God's character. Jesus makes this very challenging statement about forgiveness and its importance, because forgiveness is so important to who God is, hence who Jesus is. Here are a couple verses from the Bible that really outline that. In Matthew 26:28, he said, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." Jesus said that he was going to die for the forgiveness of sins. He was going to pour out his blood for people to forgive them. It's clearly at the core of what he was here to do on earth. It's at the core of what his death and resurrection were all about, forgiveness. Later in the Bible, Paul wrote this about Jesus. In Ephesians 1:7, he said, "In Jesus we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace." Well, as I said earlier, I've spent a fair bit of time in the Sermon on the Mount trying to convince you that this isn't just a list of rules to blindly follow. But then Jesus goes and gives this line that sounds like the most clear, direct, formulaic thing he's said so far. He says, if you do this, then that happens. And if you don't do this, then that doesn't happen. It sounds like he's giving the exact thing that he's been avoiding doing all along. That's because forgiveness is so important. It's so at the core of who God is, who Jesus is. Everything else he said in the Sermon on the Mount flows from this. We can't avoid anger unless we can forgive people when they've hurt us. We can't avoid adultery unless we can forgive our spouse when they've estranged us. We can't give to the poor when we can't forgive them or society for what's led to that poverty. I could go on, but we're going to be looking tomorrow and the next day at how to apply this really challenging teaching of Jesus, and how to see it not as a scary formula, but rather as a way of giving life to others and life to ourselves. But I've got a question for you to consider first. What was your first reaction to these words of Jesus? Were they encouraging or challenging? And what does it say about you that you saw it that way? Hope you can share this with somebody in your life, whether it's somebody at home or at work, in the neighborhood, maybe somebody from the GO train or the bus. Have a great discussion with them. I'll see you tomorrow.